As a high-energy, award-winning book publicist, literary agent, and publishing consultant, Dawn Michelle Hardy advocates for storytellers, entrepreneurs, and executives who want to share their creativity and knowledge with the world using a book. 90% of her clients over the past 18 years come from referrals or online research. For the past 8 years, Dawn has facilitated campaigns that have garnered awards and industry honors for debut authors in the categories of poetry, children's books, women's fiction, nonfiction, sports, and business books. Listen, Dawn is a creative strategist who understands that promoting authors is rooted in discoverability, granting access, and taking an entrepreneurial approach. We are super excited to kick off this JRW Talk series with Dawn Michelle Hardy, who you're going to get to see at the upcoming conference. We're going to get right into it. She's hanging out with us in the virtual studio. And we'll get right into it right after this very quick intro.
Welcome to the James River Writers Podcast, where we interview writers, agents, editors, and others from the industry to learn their.
All right. We are back. So let me bring our guest up to the mic right now. Welcome.
Hey.
Welcome. Hey, girl. Hey, welcome. Hi. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you so much. This is fun. I like doing these type of things.
Listen, we want to jump right on in because I loved your energy kind of pre-show, so I want that to come across. When did you actually like fall in love with the world of books and authors?
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't have a scripted answer for that. Here's the thing. I like to learn. Growing up, my dad would always, you know, if I asked him a question, he would always say, go look it up. And back then there was no internet. So go look it up meant go grab one of those encyclopedias. What I like about books, I come from a fashion background, but what I like about working with books and authors is that it's different every day. There's a subject on everything in books. Like you can find a book on every subject out there. And that's what I really like is that it's the abundance of information and creativity, and that is able to take you away for the form of entertainment. But I don't necessarily have a favorite book or have a moment when I fell in love with it. I'm walking in purpose. I'm where I'm supposed to be after being an assistant to a really popular author.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And so we know that you will be joining the 19th annual James River Writers Conference as an agent. And so I'd love for you to share, like, what is an agent and what does an agent do?
So an agent is basically someone who is advocating for their writers. So when you as an agent are representing an author or a writer at that time, your job is to help them to find a publishing home and also to navigate their career. So sometimes, like a lot of my clients, I've actually helped them come up with the idea. And then that idea was sold to the publishing company. So you should be creative. You should be able to network and be able to be to pitch your clients, but agents basically advocate for their writers and help them build a career by getting them publishing deals, obviously. Yes.
All right. Wonderful. Yeah. So you are absolutely a resource that people want to tap into. Mm-hmm. And we know that Facebook has been building my audience while we're chatting here. So welcome to all those that are tuning on in.
Hi.
From Facebook and Twitter. We're glad to have you. I am your host back again for our annual series. I'm Charvette Mitchell, online marketing strategist, talk radio host, author, and excited to be here with you all. And certainly our guest hanging out here with us, Dawn Michelle Hardy, is hanging out. Dawn, while people are listening and tuning in, where can they connect with you on social media?
Oh, absolutely. So on Instagram, it's The Literary Lobbyist. And the same thing, if you go to Twitter and just type in The Literary Lobbyist, it'll bring me up. But my Twitter handle is Dawn Michelle PR. And then you can find me on Facebook again as The Literary Lobbyist.
All right.
Yeah, I try to be consistent when the characters allow me to.
Yeah, sometimes, you know.
With Twitter, it was like, no, that's too many, miss. That's too many. But okay, Dawn Michelle PR. But again, you can actually type in the literary lobbyist and it will take you to my page, yeah.
All right, wonderful. And so what tips would you share with writers and authors that are actually seeking an agent?
Okay, I actually did a presentation last night and we talked about that. One of the things I always say is there are more people who want book deals and representation than there are actual literary agents. So keep that in mind that the industry is competitive. And obviously you want to have strong writing. It's a very competitive industry. The stronger your writing it is, the easier it will be for your agent to then pivot to someone in publishing and say, this is the book that I want you to sell. So it's important that you have strong writing and a good idea, but it's also important for you to have an author platform. And what that means is how many people are already engaging you, whether it's speaking engagements through your newsletter, through social media, because of the content that you want to put in your book. So if I'm talking about relationship and that's everybody knows me on social media for that, and I have 10,000 followers, the likelihood of those 10,000 followers purchasing my relationship book after I get a deal, that's the reason why they want to know what your platform is like. How many people can you as the author bring to the table that will purchase your book if the publisher does nothing? So the bigger your platform, the more promising it is to an agent like myself that we would want to represent you, because that really is the deciding factor. If all things are equal, you have great writing, you have a great idea. The third thing is going to come down to, well, who has the biggest platform? Who can sell the most books just based off of their own personal relationships and professional networks? And oftentimes that's the writer who gets the deal.
If everything you are preaching my language. I literally have a program called the Platform Builder Program. And I think this is, this is so critical.
It's so important. It is the tiebreaker. It's the tiebreaker. Yeah. You know, we just came off of the Olympics. What gets you on the podium? If you got a platform.
You gotta have a platform. And so sometimes authors will wait and say, okay, well, my book is not out yet. So I'm going to wait until my book is out. Is that a mistake?
Yeah, it is. It's a big mistake because, you know, for whatever reason, people think that it's actually in reverse. So I always I'm a visual person. Imagine going into an auditorium and people have seen a sign outside that says you're going to be speaking. So people are filling the auditorium because they know that Charvette Mitchell is going to step up to the podium and speak. As many people as you can fill those seats, that's your platform. So if there's a sign out the door that says that you're going to speak and nobody is coming in, then that's exactly how many books you'll sell. So it's all about filling the room before you even have a book. Because once you have a book, you want to know that everybody's going to fill the room and then buy your book at the back of the room. So you don't necessarily need to wait. You want to actually build the platform while you're probably even writing the manuscript. You know, and it's just engage, share what you're writing about, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, share your journey, share what you've learned along the way and get people engaged into what you have going on. But you definitely don't want to wait until the book is out. That's usually when authors have nightmare experiences because they're like, my book came out 2 weeks ago and I only have 2 Amazon reviews. But don't nobody know you.
And that might sting and that might be an ouch.
It's so honest. I am known for sharing industry truths and letting authors know there's so much information out here and you don't necessarily know what to believe online and not. Yeah. So when a person interacts with me, I want them to have an understanding of the bigger picture of the industry and then they can whittle down the information that makes sense for them. Yeah. But again, not having a platform and putting a book out, it's really going to be hard to sell without the assistance of publishers and publishers. People should already know you and what you're about before you have a book.
So good. So listeners, viewers, you can hear and see why you want to connect with Dawn at the 19th annual James River Writers Conference happening online. So October 8th through the 10th. We have the information right on the screen and where you are watching from. Absolutely. There is, a place for you to register and all of those good things. Certainly you want to definitely have it there and go register if you haven't registered. If you have a question and you are watching and viewing live, definitely pop that in. We'll be able to entertain that. And I love that because like you're just preaching my language. But you know what I have found, Dawn, is that there are a lot of authors and writers who are introverts.
Yeah.
And so hearing you say speaking, hearing you say show up and build a platform, it's creating some resistance. It's creating something is rising up. So if there's a, there are authors and writers that are introverts, and in particular, they're seeking agents and all of that, and this whole platform building, any tips, anything specific you would say to them?
Yeah, here's the thing. You know, there's so many social media platforms to start from, but something as simple as like having a blog, and a lot of authors do have blogs on their personal websites, but go to platforms that allow you to blog and share content for free that already have a larger audience. So go into like Medium, medium.com, or setting up a profile on Thrive Global. Because again, if you're an introvert, you don't necessarily want to do this on screen. You don't necessarily want to do a lot of talking. But you love to write. So you want to start your and share your writing on platforms that even if a person doesn't know you, they go to Thrive Global and they click around on different stories and they can happen upon you because Thrive Global is a larger platform where there's tons of people on there, including celebrities. So if you are blogging and you're an introvert, go to platforms where there's already a larger viewing audience. And then if you are an introvert, try podcasts first. Most podcasts... Now, a lot of them want to incorporate the video into it. But if you don't want to do video, they're fine with that. It's just better audio quality. So if you're an introvert, I think you can get a lot of information out by just doing a lot of podcasts. And there's a platform called Podcast Booker. And you can go and set up a profile for free. And then podcasters will invite you on their show based on what you want to talk about. Ooh, so that's what you can do if you're an introvert. Yeah.
Yeah, golden nuggets being dropped right now.
Dawn, I'm full of them, girl. I'm full
Hardy. Of them. So this is why we got to connect. So are you going to be hanging around at the conference the whole time?
Yes. I'm going to be online the entire time, October 8th through 10th, because I like to pop in some sessions and learn something new. You know, this industry is ever evolving, so no one person knows it all. But I definitely am scheduled to take on sessions. So I guess people can go to the website and register and find out when my sessions are available. And then they can sign up to meet with me about their personal project. I will let people know that I do a lot more nonfiction than fiction, but I'm open to anybody's content. Anything outside of sci-fi and horror.
All right. There you go. And, you know, when is the right time to seek an agent? When is the, you know, the right time?
So I would say when your manuscript is completed and you've actually gone through the editing process with a professional editor, not your best friend, not getting the opinion of the woman at the post office who likes to be, but when you've actually gone through the developmental editing process and you believe that you have a clean and polished manuscript, that's when you begin to query literary agents. Because you don't want to send them anything that's still a work in progress, especially when you're new and doing it for the first time. Again, it's too competitive. I'm not going to have time to pivot to somebody who's a work in progress. If I start reading today, I don't want to have to stop at page 30 because that's all you've written. I need to be able to read the full book or the full proposal. So you don't want to reach out to agents until you actually have something polished and ready for submission.
Wonderful. We do have a question coming in from a viewer. Katie Reagan said, do you have suggestions about how to build your brand when creating an audience?
Yeah. So that comes back to that whole like building the author platform. So Katie, whatever it is that you are looking to put a book on, to put a book about. So again, if it's cookbook, relationship, health and fitness, you need to begin putting that type of content online. So even if you just start with sharing on Facebook, sharing articles and sharing your own commentary. That's a simple and easy place to start, but share what you know that you want to be in the book. You have to put that out because that's what people are going to look to you for. Like I'm an agent. If I ever decide to write a book, it's going to be something about the publishing industry. Why? Because that's how I built my audience. People who know me outside of friends and family know me because I work in book publishing. So if all of a sudden I was to do a book on science, people are like, what? So again, whatever you're talking about publicly through social media and online, you're going to build your audience around that. You'll find people who are following you, Katie, because you talk about this particular subject matter. People who follow me on social media follow me because they are either in the book publishing industry or they want to become published writers. Like that's how I'm building my platform, by giving out information about the book publishing process.
Wonderful. Thank you, Katie. Awesome question and awesome response. So, gosh, our time has flown by. I know it went so quick. So what continues to inspire you?
What continues to inspire me? Well, honestly, the fact that after COVID, I'm still alive and I didn't get sick. You know, but it made me realize there's so many more things that I want to accomplish. And I'm just grateful to still be here, gray hairs and all. So I'm basically living my life to the fullest, knowing that I've been granted another opportunity. So I'm inspired by my bucket list of things that I want to accomplish in life.
Wonderful. Yeah. And one last time, how can people connect with you online?
Oh, theliterarylobbyist.com is the website, and The Literary Lobbyist on Facebook, Instagram, and you can type it in on Twitter as well. So everything is under The Literary Lobbyist.
All right. Thank you. Well, we look forward to having you at the conference.
And yes, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. We'll see you later on the web.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome. 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 Again, we're super excited for the upcoming conference. If you have not registered, we invite you to pop over to the jamesriverwriters.org website, and you can see all of the speakers, all of the guests. You can register, you can see the schedule and all of the things. And so we're excited again to kick off this series, podcast, live stream. We do all the things over here. And again, I am your lovely host for this series, Charvette Mitchell. You'll see me at the conference as well. I'm an online marketing strategist, a talk radio show host, and an author myself. I'm actually literally my third book collaboration called Pursue. We are in layout at this moment. So book cover's done, editing's done, and it's in layout, and it'll be coming out November 2021. So we're excited that you all are joining in, and stay tuned for the upcoming interviews. We'll see you all later on the web. Bye.